From the newsroom, I'm Peter Colleen. Update on the search for the next city manager of Eureka. At a September 24th closed session meeting, council reviewed the 10 applications and resumes and chose six finalists to be interviewed by council on October 11th and 12th. Among them, Matt Brown, finance director, St. Helens, Oregon; Tyler De La Plaine, consultant; Brian Gerving, public works director, Eureka; Dean Lauder, city manager, New Brighton, Minnesota; Miles Slattery, the community services director in Eureka; and Paul Van Haught, county manager in Putnam County, Georgia. The six applicants will meet with city council and staff, then tour the city of Eureka on Friday at 5 p.m. A community forum will be held at the Warfinger Building Friday to allow the public to meet the candidates and hear a brief introduction from each candidate. Saturday, applicants will be interviewed by a community panel selected by the mayor and council and city department directors. City of Eureka is holding a special meeting regarding the proposed animal ordinance. Staff will be scheduling a workshop for all interested parties. The adoption of the animal ordinance will not be on the November 5th agenda. The workshop will be held at a later time once the ordinance has been completed. The Humboldt County Department of Aviation out with new passenger data for the first 9 months of 2019. Overall passenger traffic at the California Redwood Coast Humboldt County Airport up considerably over the same period last year. Nearly 62,000 passengers boarded planes at ACV in the first 9 months of 2019. That's an increase of 23%, nearly 11,700 passengers over the same period in 2018. It's an increase of 54% or over 20,000 passengers since United Airlines converted to all jet service to San Francisco in 2015. Subsequently, United started service to LA International in June 2018 and Denver International Airport in June 2019. PG&E announcing that its meteorological and operations teams in its Emergency Operations Center continue to monitor a potentially widespread strong and dry wind event on Wednesday morning through Thursday afternoon. Due to the forecasted extreme weather conditions, PG&E is considering proactively turning off power for safety and implementing a public safety power shutoff across portions of about 30 northern, central, coastal, and Bay Area counties. At this point, Humboldt County is not on the list. Mendocino County is. With news, I'm Peter Colleen.